Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Real Women, Real Talk. I am excited to be here this evening. I am your host, Barbara Archer, but also have a co-host with me this evening. Her name is Tina Simmons. She's going to be co-hosting with me this evening and for the next few weeks as well, so that you can get familiar with her, because there's going to be some news that's going to be coming up with this broadcast over the next few weeks. So continue to tune in so that you will know exactly what is happening with Real Women, Real Talk. Before we get started, I just want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in for another broadcast. I would not be able to be here today, first of all, without God, and second of all, without all of you all, because y'all have followed me throughout my radio media career, and I do appreciate all of your prayers, your support, and just your words of encouragement that I have received over the last 9 months. So I just want to say thank you so much. So before we get started, I always like to open up with prayer, because that is my strength, that is my source, that is my rock. So, Father, we just thank you for this day that you have given us, and we just give you all the glory and praise and honor. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, oh Lord, and we just pray for all those that are listening, those that are tuning in, those that are following this broadcast, and we just pray, Lord, that you would just bless each and every last one of them. Father, continue to touch them and keep them, and I pray for my co-host, Tina. She was in an accident, oh Lord, and Father, I just pray for her divine healing right now, and she just got back from therapy, that you would continue to touch her and strengthen her, Father God, because you created her and you know exactly what her body needs in order to function. And Father, you're just knitting everything together. And we just pray your blessing upon our guest this evening, Miss Cynthia. And Lord, I pray your continued blessing over her and all the what she does, Father. And I just thank you for this time together. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Amen. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining me on this platform this evening, Real Women, Real Talk. I had the privilege of talking with you not too long ago, and now it is here, and you're in the studio with me. And I'm just so blessed for so many reasons, because as women, a lot of us want to get married again. I know I do one day, you know. And what are some of the wedding trends that are going on in 2015. But before we even get into that question, just introduce yourself to the platform this evening and tell us exactly who you are and what do you do.
My name is Cynthia Pesch, and I am the general manager of the Inn at New Hyde Park. It's on 214 Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park, and I oversee the venue there. Prior to this, I did full event planning, and I did catering, so it all comes into play in the role I play there. And I truly enjoy doing weddings. It really is. It brings a lot of joy.
Amen. That's wonderful. You know, so tell us a little bit about what are the latest trends. I mean, I know a lot of couples, they're getting engaged, you know, and I'm sure that y'all have couples that are getting engaged every weekend probably, you know. But what are the absolute first steps that newly engaged couples should take? Because so often, I think sometimes we go backward instead of doing it in order, and maybe that's the cause of why during those preparation times it's a lot of, you know, arguing, a lot of fussing, you know, a lot of confusion, you know. So what will you offer to all the ladies that are listening this evening that are contemplating marriage and looking to plan that very special day one day?
So after celebrating with loved ones and telling everybody the wonderful news, I would really say the first thing that comes into play is sitting down together and making a realistic guest list. Because before you can really go out and research, you need to know about how many, you know, guests you're speaking about, whether it's 50, 100, 250, that really comes into play in the process. And a lot of couples, the parents also, they have their guest list because they're, of course, very excited. So I think it's It's everybody sitting down and coming up with somewhat of a list to know approximately how many guests you're thinking of having. I would say that's really the first step, because a lot of couples come in and they're shopping, and you'll ask that question, you know, in a venue like ours, we have different size ballrooms, so we'll ask that question, and it's funny, sometimes you get completely different answers from the couple. You know, so it's something that, you know, I'll say, you know what, why don't you two go home, make a list, you know, after a festival tour, and so I think that's probably one of the first steps. And then, of course, putting a budget in place, a realistic budget that you know that you can live with is also real important in the planning process.
Okay. Now, would you say that once they come in and they decide on how many guests that they want to actually have, I guess, can you plan your budget around those numbers itself?
That's a very, absolutely, that's the way you need to go about it, because that really comes, that will all come into play. I mean, even with centerpieces, you know, there's obviously, you know, the more guests, the more tables, the more centerpieces, and, you know, it is the price per person, so it certainly comes into play.
Okay, that's what I would think. So, based upon that alone, I mean, when couples do come in and they decide, okay, you know what, we have our guest list, this is what we're going to have for our wedding and so forth like this, you know, what are the next steps that what takes place as far as at the end and all that what y'all do in preparation? I know that different packages that y'all probably have. What types of packages do you have for couples, especially those couples that may be on a very stringent budget, you know, that may cannot afford a very elaborate wedding, you know, but they still want something beautiful. So do y'all have different packages that y'all offer? Or realistically, how much should someone actually spend for their wedding in 2015?
It's very difficult to put a number on it because there's a lot to come into play. But we do offer different packages because, as you said, Barbara, everybody has a different budget. And again, you know, having several different rooms makes it, you know, a lot easier to work with couples that are on budgets, and also, of course, time of year. There are people that will fall in love with the venue, so we'll say to them, you know, if you're a little flexible, there are, of course, certain times of year or times of day or days of the week that are less expensive than others. And also, it's style. You know, what is really wonderful about weddings now, and I was just talking to a close friend of mine whose daughter got engaged, you know, now everybody puts a personal touch. It's not as traditional. You don't have to do certain things. You can do continuous cocktail parties that are just wonderful celebrations and still incorporate, you know, your intros and a first dance. You know, it doesn't have to be as elaborate. Some will do all in one room, maybe, you know, a lot of past hors d'oeuvres instead of a whole separate cocktail hour, and still a very lovely sit-down dinner. So there are a lot of ways that you can work within a budget, absolutely. And as far as what to spend, you know, it varies tremendously. It really does.
Right. Okay. Now, I just have one other question in regards to that, because I remember a few months back I was in church, and my pastor, he was doing a series on marriage. And based upon that series, you know, he was explaining that how him and his wife, that when they was getting married, you know, that they didn't spend a whole lot of money. And I just want right. you and Tina, I would like you also to put your input as well, as you know, into this question, because he was stating that so often couples, they spend so much money, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you know, mm-hmm. for this elaborate wedding, and mm-hmm. more than half of those marriages end in divorce. You know,
you are so
and
right. you're so right, and this is something that really. It really interests me because my daughter is getting married later this year. So this is something that we're dealing with now. And like I explained to her, as I would any bride, most of the time people plan and they put so much into the wedding day and they never plan for after the wedding. You have to live after the wedding, and no one wants to have to continue paying for the wedding after the wedding date.
Right.
And so
right.
for me, it makes complete sense to stay within your budget. And I think oftentimes
right.
people don't establish a budget, and you really need to have a realistic expectation when you're coming up with that budget. And if you can maintain those parameters, then everyone's happy, because I think that's what happens when people go into the marriages and they incur all of this debt going into the marriage, and financial strain is one of the leading factors in divorces. And so I think if people were to keep that mindset as they're making preparations, because you can have a nice wedding without breaking the bank.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that, Cynthia?
Right, that is exactly what I was saying before. And it's funny, you know, I'm a mom of three grown children, and I've been in the industry for 30 years. So I get very attached to a lot of my couples, and I've done event planning before being at the end, I still am very, very, very close friends with my first wedding I did. She's a wonderful dermatologist, and I'm wonderful friends with her still. And I remember sitting her down one day and saying, you know, she was getting upset with her future mother-in-law. And I said to her, you know, in the big scheme of things, none of this is important. This is going to be your family for the rest of your life. And you focus on your vows, focus on what's important. You love him tremendously. You love his family, you know, because people get caught up sometimes in things. So I always try to, at the same time as I'm assisting them, I try to counsel them at the same time. And if they're getting, you know, carried, I try to bring them down to let's focus on what's important. Let's stay within budget. Because if you put a realistic budget in place, there are so many things you can do to stay within budget. Decor and menu, there's a lot of things you can do. So I really, you know, work closely with couples. And we also have an in-house event planner. And she's wonderful, Jennifer, and I've been mentoring her for a while. And we really try to work with couples to keep them in budget. Because that's really important.
That's great. Now, Cynthia, let me ask you a question. What's your thought on wedding insurance?
Wedding insurance? I don't think it's necessary. I do not think it's necessary.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm going to be honest. I've never heard of it before. So can y'all please, you know, I mean, Cynthia, can you please explain it to me? Because I've never heard of wedding insurance.
Well, I have to be honest. I have heard of it, and I've heard people talk about it. I never looked into it because I don't think it's needed. All venues, you know, we have a contract that stipulates a lot, and people read through the terms of the contract, and if there's questions, it's explained to them, you know, clearly. So with the proper contract in place, there's no need for wedding insurance at all. You know, and all vendors have contracts, so.
All right. Okay. Now, do you feel, Cynthia, I just want to piggyback for a moment as far as with weddings and venues and so forth like that. It seems like that there was a time of day that everyone was interested in the traditional wedding. But it seems like these years, you know, especially as we get in, you know, 2000 and now we're in 2015, it seems like that a lot of people are moving away from that, you know, and they're starting to do different things. I mean, I'm starting to see even people now when they get married, they don't even wear white. Some people wear different colors, you know. So it seems like that the traditional part of the wedding union is starting to turn, you know, into something else. It's not like where it used to be. It seems like that the foundation is no longer there anymore, you know. I mean, what do you think, because you've been in it for over 30 years and you've seen a lot, I know, and you've heard every story that they can possibly hear. You could probably sit down and write a book about every story. That may be your next career move.
Everybody
tells
me
up on
I
the
should
back
write
burner. Well, you know what? We already spoke that in existence. So guess what? Now you have to be accountable. So now you got to write the book.
Yes.
Just educate us a little bit.
So
yeah,
I absolutely think that people are getting away from being more traditional, but I don't think they're getting away from what's most important. As we know, you know, taking those vows before God, that is what's most important, and honoring them. So people are not in any, I don't see that people getting away from that, but people are getting away from traditions. And what I tell everyone is, it's a celebration of your love. After, you know, after you take those vows, that's the important part of the day, and that's the important part of the focus. And after you do that, the rest is a celebration of your love, and you celebrate how you want, you know. And, you know, it's great. There's so many fun things out there, and, again, they don't have to be costly. We have a bridal showcase coming up March 3rd, and I tell all our vendors, be creative. Think outside the box.
Okay.
Give us something different, because it's a celebration of love. So it doesn't, people are absolutely going, you know, steering more away from tradition. They are. In that sense,
yeah,
with the white
yeah,
dress
yeah.
and the formalities, they are steering away. And they're making it fun celebrations of their love.
Mm-hmm. Now,
excuse
Go
me?
Go ahead, Tina.
I'm sorry. May I piggyback on that, Cynthia?
Absolutely.
Regarding tradition, because we're seeing so many second marriages or older people getting married. Can you tell us about the trends that you're seeing with that?
I'm older, so those weddings I really get a lot of joy from all my couples. But it's really nice when you see an older couple that really wants to honor God and make that commitment, and you know, because it's the reasoning people can say is not there as much, but it's really nice when you see older couples that want to get married. And actually, it's funny, a lot of them are the more traditional ones.
Okay.
I think a lot of the older couples are more, not all. Some say they just, again, want to, you know, they want to do it different. So I'm going to say it's about 50-50. Some are, you know, very traditional. They want to wear the white dress and they want to, you know, have all that. And others, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's a mix. Others will do like what I had said before, like a continuous cocktail party, you know, with different stations and different foods and not so formal. So it really is, I'm going to say, 50-50 with older couples.
Okay, I see.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's nothing like older love. You know what I'm saying? You know, they have already been there, done that, you know, especially maybe if it's their second marriage, you know. So, you know, now they're in a different place, you know. So that's just absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely.
But so with the different programs and different packages that you offer, I mean, is it possible that people can just use y'all in as just for their venue only, and they bring everything else maybe from, you know, outsourced from some other company, from some other organization, and just actually just use y'all venue only?
So I'm not sure if I understand the question completely, but we do have some ethnic couples that out bring in another caterer, whether, you know, it be kosher catering or, you know, let's say an Indian caterer. So people, you know, there are couples that will use our venue. It's always our staff. It's all our services. You know, we have valet, we have beautiful bridal suites, we have bridal attendants. So it is all of our services, but they will bring an outside caterer in. What you were asking?
Yes.
Okay. So
we
do have that capability.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, I'm going to tell you something. We do have a caller online, so I'm just going to just bring this caller on and see what this caller has to ask, or maybe they just have something to say.
Sure.
Yes, you're on the air. Your telephone number ends in 6616. You're on the air. How may I help you?
Yes, this is just Afrida Love. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Great. I'm just listening in. That's all. I didn't have a question yet.
Okay, you don't have a question? All right. Well, thank you very much for listening in. I hope that this is very educational for you and is going to help you. I don't know if you're married or not, but if you are, praise be to God, you know. And if you're not, you know what? We still have something that what we can offer you on Real Woman Real Talk, you know. So I'm just going to just go back on to the conversation. And if you have any questions, feel free to just call, you know, just call in, because we are here for you. We're all women, and we just want to be able to help every woman possible. So thank you very much for calling in.
Sure.
All right. So I guess what I would like to know next, I mean, unless if you have another question, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to overstep you or anything like that, but at the same time, this is your playground to actually get trained on this broadcast this evening. So.
Okay. And Barbara, I appreciate the opportunity. Cynthia, I was just thinking as you were speaking, traditionally, or not, maybe not necessarily traditionally, but more often than not, most brides are planning spring and summertime weddings. What would you suggest for that bride that wants to plan a winter wedding?
I think winter weddings are wonderful, and actually my son had a winter wedding last year.
Wow.
Yeah, he just celebrated his one-year wedding anniversary. And winter weddings are great because it's just a time of year that I think people are in, the holiday spirit is buzzing around. A lot of families come together, And you know, and decorations all over. It's a very festive time of year. So winter weddings, I think, are great. I think any time of year. You know, that's another thing. I know before we spoke about, you know, making, you know, what your priorities are. So making a guest list first and putting a realistic budget in place. And then the next thing would be picking a time of year. And I think winter weddings are absolutely, you know, wonderful.
I agree with you.
You know, well, and usually, you know, wherever your venue is, your reception is indoors. So, you know, people,
right,
when it's photos of that, you know, that's only a portion of the day. Once you, you know, once your ceremony is in one area and then your reception is in another, and it's, you know, a huge celebration. So I don't think the time of year, you know, it kind of fades in the background.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it does. Okay. It does, you know. Because I just feel that sometimes as women, you know, now, especially for that woman, I remember a girlfriend of mine's back home. She was, you know, we were around the same age, and she was never married before. So as she started getting older, she thought that, all right, maybe that is not going to happen for me. But what she did is that she prepaid everything. You know, I mean, she already had her gown paid for. She already had the place, the venue where she wanted to have her wedding at. I mean, she had like prepaid for everything. All she was needing was a husband. You know, and praise be to God that God did send her a wonderful man, you know, and they've been married now 18 years, okay? But to say all that, I mean, have you ever seen anything like that way that it's like prepaid in advance? You know, I mean, it was like she just spoke that into existence, that she just knew one day she was going to have a husband, you know, and she just prepaid for everything, you know.
She
and the first time
that,
I heard that. Yeah, she believed that. You know, I was like, wow, you know, that's pretty awesome. You know, I mean, have you seen things like that way as well, Cynthia, you know, that women have done those type of things?
I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of things in my 30 years, and I have not seen that. No, I have not. I have not.
Well, now you can say
that's pretty wonderful.
Yeah, I thought so at first. Now, my first thought was, all right, you know, just kind of cray cray for a moment, you know, and then I was like, okay, well, you know, it's not crazy, you know. It was like she just wanted everything. She knew exactly what she wanted and everything like this way. So, but anyway, tell us exactly where is your location at, where is your venue at, and website or any information that you can offer us and our listeners, so that if we ever in the area, you know, and we're looking for a wonderful venue, we'd be able to definitely come check you out.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara. So we are the Inn at New Hyde Park, and our address, as I said before, is 214 Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park. We're about a mile and a half east of the Cross Island Parkway, if you're familiar with Long Island at all. And you can contact us at 516-354-7797. We do tour 7 days a week. We have a wonderful staff of event coordinators, and I'd be, you know, happy to sit with anyone. I love talking about weddings and planning weddings, so it really brings me quite joy, yeah. And you can also check us out on our website.
Okay.
Now, let me ask a question.
And on our bridal showcase, even if you have a venue and you're getting married just for ideas and fun, our bridal showcase, March 3rd.
All right, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, you know, Cynthia, for being a part of this broadcast. You know, I'm just so blessed to have you here. And when I first met you, it was something about you that I just connected with right away. I knew I was talking with a sister, and it has just been a blessing. And I know that this is not just the end of it. You know, we're going to be, there's more things
not
down the road for us together.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Tina.
No, I just wanted to ask just a brief question. Cynthia, I know you said you have a website, but potential brides, are they able to work with you, or do you work with them if they're outside of your area?
I work with brides that are having their wedding within the inn. I do not do outside work anymore. Now that I'm the general manager, I'm there. I put a lot of hours in, so I work with the brides there. But I'm always more than happy to give advice.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, that's good.
But that's wonderful. You know, so what we're going to do, we're just going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back in the studio with less than 1 minute, all right? So here is our commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The newest and sassy magazine for all women, Be Who You Are, is a magazine for all women of age. With every publication, I will be featuring gospel artists and their music, fashion, art, and inspiring stories of women who are making a difference in the world we live in. So the generation coming up behind our children will have a fresh start in life. Come join the movement in taking back your place in the world. We're a one-stop shop. Please visit my website at bewhoyouaremagazine.info coming January 31st, 2015. The cost is $4.99 per issue, but you do have the option to subscribe yearly for $18.99. Let us do your advertising for your business or ministry. I promise to deliver an affordable price. Please email me at barbara@bewhoyouaremagazine.info.
All right, we're back in the studio now, and it looks like that we had two calls that dropped, Tina.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I was just looking as soon as I went to commercial, you know, because I had to take that commercial break, and two of my callers had dropped. So I'm hoping that they will call right back in, you know, but we're just going to continue on. We have 3 minutes left in this broadcast, all right?
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I'm just so thankful and just blessed this evening, Tina. Truly am, you know, for Cynthia being a part of the studio audience and coming in.
Yes,
and we're able to sit down and talk, you know. And just I want to be able to, with this platform, is to deliver something for every woman, you know, because this is a woman's platform, and I want to be able to bring something for every woman. So, but for all y'all that are listening this evening, all right, tune in next Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, because what I would like to be able to do, I have a special announcement that Tina and I are going to be making, and I know that you're going to be blessed by it because God is moving in a marvelous way. And
yes,
so just tune in next Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time for Real Women Real Talk. So, Tina, is there anything that you may want to say right now or anything that's on your heart right now? Because we're just right at 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in this broadcast. So is there anything that you want to say or something that God has laid on your heart that you just want to share this evening? The platform is yours.
I just simply want to say once again, I thank you, Barbara. I thank the Lord for just giving each and every one of us that is in the listening audience another day. I thank Cynthia for having the opportunity to share her business with us. And for all of the brides that are getting married this year, I pray God's blessing in their life, and I pray that they understand that this is something that's very serious and it's actually entering into a covenant with the Lord. And so I just pray for those that are getting married that they keep God first, and then I believe that they will be successful. So that's what the Lord has placed on my heart to share.
Right. Amen. Amen. You know, and, you know, so often, you know, that people, they get so busy with the planning of the wedding, you know, that what happens
Absolutely.
Is that sometimes they forget that day that they stood there before the Lord, you know.
That's
before
right.
God and made their vows, you know. And I know in life, life can happen and things can happen in life, you know. But one of the things of what I just want to just stress to every woman that is listening, that is contemplating getting married, you know, keep God first in your marriage.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
And then second of all, if you keep him first and everything else will work itself out. And then second of all, you know, remember how you looked at your spouse that day when you stood there before God. So often when life happens and we forget what that person looked like, we forget what they meant to us at that exact moment in time. Do not let life suck the life out of you. You know, I talk from experience because I let it happen to me. But do not let life suck the life out of you with your spouse. You know, so that's what the Lord has laid on my heart, and I'm just so blessed for you, Tina, and we're going to continue to pray for your continued healing from your accident.
I appreciate
God has you, so
Barbara.
We are all, You're welcome, my dear. And we're all out of time now, but like I said, we will be back next Wednesday in the studio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Amen.
For another broadcast. You do not want to miss. So until then, God bless you, and remember, God loves you with an everlasting love. See you next time. Love you all. Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night, Tina.
Good night. Talk to you later, my.